What is the history of compensatory mitigation in project permitting with respect to the Clean Water Act?
So the Clean Water Act says essentially that anytime you are going to build a project or, you know, create a project that's going to destroy or damage wetlands and streams, you have to offset that damage. So if you're going to build something in an acre of wetlands, you have to restore or preserve at least an acre of wetlands nearby that serve similar functions to the ones that you're destroying.
Is there anything different about what Pebble is proposing?
Yes. So the biggest difference in Pebble's proposal is this idea that they are going to basically fix up three local sewage systems as a form of compensatory mitigation. That is something that I have not found any examples of happening in any state other than Alaska, and there's only one example of it being permitted in Alaska. That's on the North Slope. It's Oil Search's Nanushuk project, and that was only permitted this spring, so we actually haven't yet seen exactly what will come of that permit in terms of the exact sewage fixes that they're planning on doing up there.
Right. Right. In your article, you outlined this shift in how the Army Corps' Alaska District handles compensatory mitigation, like specifically in the oil search case. Can you talk about that a little bit, that shift?
Right. So to give a little bit of background here, I've seen in the Alaska District basically since 2015 is that they have begun handling compensatory mitigation in ways that are very different from where you would find anywhere else. 2 years ago, I did a story that looked at the permits the Alaska District had been issuing, and they were only requiring compensatory mitigation on 26% of permits between 2015 and 2017. And after that story came out, the Army Corps and EPA headquarters came out with a memo saying, we understand Alaska has a ton of wetlands. 43% of land area is wetlands. A lot of those wetlands are untouched, so it's hard if you're doing a project in an otherwise pristine watershed that will impact wetlands, it's hard to find these offsets. But they came out with this memo to say, so here are some ways that the rule has this built-in flexibility that you can use, so you still can do mitigation even in those instances. So they said either, number one, you can look further away from your project impact to find wetlands that you could restore or preserve. And the other thing you could do is what the memo labeled as out-of-kind mitigation, which is that if your project is impacting wetlands that are important to fish habitat, you can restore a stream that's important to fish habitat. And so even though it's a stream versus wetlands, you're still getting the habitat functions. And so they said that's okay. What the Alaska District has now done, apparently, is said, we are going to say that sewage treatment options and fixing up these systems counts as out-of-kind mitigation. That has no basis in the Clean Water Act, the regulations about how you do mitigation, or this 2018 mitigation memo.
You wrote that James Fugue called the plan a win-win for local communities and the environment, and that's something that we have heard from Pebble as well.
You know, what he's basically saying is if we fix these wastewater treatment system, you're not going to have raw sewage flowing into waterways. Raw sewage is, you know, bad for salmon and for the environment generally. So we're fixing the environment. But the Clean Water Act already regulates sewage systems, and you're not supposed to have raw sewage flowing into waterways, regardless of if you have a big project like Pebble coming in. So the people who should be responsible for fixing up the sewage systems are the sewage system owners or, you know, the state or the federal government providing grants to help them do that in cases where there's, you know, a monetary question there. But to say that you have to wait until a project like Pebble comes in to fix it, that's not really how the Clean Water Act is supposed to work.
Something that I heard from the borough manager was they were working with the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium to identify these projects that Pebble would then be financing to repair. And he said that if ANTHC was able to get in there and fix the issues before Pebble was able to, then the communities would go ahead and go with ANTHC. What would happen with Pebble's compensatory mitigation plan if those issues got fixed before Pebble was able to do so?
I think that's a really good question, and it's one that you would think the Alaska District would require them to answer before permitting the project and approving of the compensatory mitigation plan. But again, since they seem to be supportive of these plans, that already there's a big question about whether or not they are legal, it's unclear how they would handle the situation.
Thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us today.
Of course.